temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, in New York City. Thank you to our listeners in Boston, our listeners in Miami, our listeners in Edmonton, our listeners in Dallas and the Metroplex. All my friends in Southern California, all my people in the Bay. Hey, thank you as well to Andrew Baggerly from joining us. He's covered the Giants forever for The Athletic. He just came through and talked to us about Willie Mays. Thank you to Andrew. And thank you to for you for listening again on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And a smart speaker, if you got one, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Congratulations, folks. It's Wednesday. In an hour from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list. Yeah, the Celtics inspired it. We're going to look at some of the best duos that the NBA has ever seen. It's easy. How about this? In another 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with James Herbert, who covers basketball for CBS Sports. And speaking of basketball, earlier today we talked about the firing of Monty Williams. We got into this, the crazy amount of money you have to spend if you're a Panthers fan. If you want to go to Edmonton to see the Oilers play, you're going to spend, Hickey, what did it come down to? About $5,000 pretty much?
Yeah, I guess when you had everything, it was $1,200 for a flight, $1,000 depending on where you want to sit just to get in the building. So that's like $2,500. We didn't include lodging, food,
yeah.
Booze.
Yeah. $4,505, right? You mean that might as well, right?
I mean, if you win too, you go out, you're going to spend a lot of money to celebrate. So probably 5K is accurate, I would say.
Yeah, wow. Somebody has it. Somebody going to spend it.
Somebody, you're right. Someone will.
Somebody will do it. Somebody with a lot of money to burn. Good for them. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4220. I'm not spending $5,000 to do that for nothing. This is no disrespect. I know somebody's listening in Edmonton. Hickey, what do they do up there? I hate to sound ignorant, but I am. Well, what do they do? They got hospitals up there? Like, what do they do?
I'm going to assume they have hospitals.
In hockey. Hospitals in hockey.
That's it. Absolutely. Uh-huh. So, I mean, if you're only going to spend, you know, what, probably less than 24 hours there, hockey's a good thing to have. They got hotels. Yeah. They got beer. We know that. There's a giant Molson sign out by the stadium or the arena.
Yeah, but
what else do you need?
I know Montreal. I know Toronto. I know Vancouver. I'm not as familiar with Edmonton. I don't know. I'm not.
Neither am I, but I'm sure if you're looking for fun,
oil.
They do have oil. They got oil. You're right. I don't know what you can do with that, but
so does Oklahoma. So is Edmonton the Oklahoma City of Canada?
Maybe.
With more mountains and
more nature, you would think.
Yeah. Good for them.
A little cooler, probably, temperature-wise. Yeah,
much. Oklahoma City, another place I don't want to go.
Damn. Okay, Charles Barkley.
I'm just saying.
Steve Smith. are in Milwaukee. I ain't going. Okay.
Oh, man, come on now. You come on. I got no problem. I've never been. Should I go for a Thunder game or should I go for like college football first? I don't know.
College football. Go to an Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
I think that would be a very cool environment.
You know what? I need to do this. He hasn't been in good health. You know Jim Ross, the wrestler announcer?
Yes. I do.
It's a great guy. We need to get him on the show. He's also a JR. He's the first JR. I think he is one of the greatest, and he doesn't get talked about because he commentated over, you know, scripted wrestling. But he is he's great at his job. He's been a great businessman. He's been a New York Times bestseller. He's very worldly in his thoughts and his views. And he's a great salesman. He's a great announcer. He knows how to tell a story. That's what it is. He's a great storyteller. We got to get Jim Ross on. I haven't had him on in a while. I know he's been dealing with some health issues. I need to go see a Sooners game with Jim Ross. That's what I need to do. Hickey, you want to come?
Oh, in. I will be there ASAP. I'll walk there if I have to. That'd be a lot of fun.
I'm gonna reach out. I want to see how he's doing, and then maybe we can go down and make something with good old JR happen. He's a lovely dude. He's a great guy. He's had some health issues, so I got to check in with the other JR, the original JR, Jim Ross. So, hey, shout-outs to Jim Ross. Anyway, so much going on. We talked about Monty Williams getting the boot. We showed love to Willie Mays. We talked about the crazy travel between Miami and Edmonton. And then earlier today, we got more news, right? Now that the NBA season is concluded, it's like, I don't want to say the floodgates have opened up. They haven't. But we got a guy who got fired. Monty Williams got the boot. Then we also got more information about Bronny James and LeBron. Why? Because their agent, Rich Paul, decided to share some information. First of all, he said LeBron James and Bronny James, they're not a package deal. Rich Paul said that LeBron is pretty much off of the idea of, I need to be wherever Bronny is. But here's the deal. We have learned that Bronny James ain't working out for nobody. There's been two teams that Bronny James has worked out with. And I mean, do you need to say that they're a package deal? Also, here's another hint. Rich Paul said that LeBron James is not going to Phoenix to play for the minimum. Because if you haven't noticed, the Phoenix Suns have Kevin Durant, they have Devin Booker, and they're overpaying for Bradley Beal. They can't just say, hey, LeBron, here's $50 million. They can't do that. LeBron has to show up and say, I'll take $2 or $3 million. And Rich Paul said he ain't doing that. And so you don't have to be a rocket scientist to pretty much come to the conclusion that there's some finagling going on. And so LeBron and Bronny aren't a package deal, but he's only worked out for two teams. And LeBron is not going to one of the teams. I mean, what are they going to do, trade him to Phoenix? Come on now. Listen to this. Jonathan Givany, He was on ESPN, and he had an update on all of this. Tune in.
NBA teams that I talk to say they cannot get Bronny James into their building. Mm-hmm. Teams that are drafting in the late 20s and the 30s. The Phoenix Suns have a second workout scheduled with Bronny later this week. But other than that, we have not seen any NBA team be able to work him out. The sense among teams is that his agent, Rich Paul, you know, does not want him on a two-way contract. And the range that he's going to be picked, you know, that 40 to 58 range, those are where two-way contracts are handed out. So it's looking right now like Bronny James is going to slide there to 55. I don't think any NBA team wants to, you know, pick him and deal with the repercussions of that. So that's the way it's trending as of today.
The repercussions? Hickey, is that NBA team going to get 50 lashes, or they just have to deal with the LeBron punishment?
That's insane. I've never heard anyone, when it comes to if you draft this player, deal with the repercussions. What are we doing?
Yeah,
sheesh.
You're never going to sign a clutch client. I don't know. You got the power. You use it, right?
He boycotted his own clients from the Knicks for a while, right?
So yes,
he's got
right?
the leverage. He's got the power.
Well, you know what? That's what agents do. But have we ever seen an agent so closely tied to a player like LeBron and Rich Paul? I think not. I mean, we have plenty of, and I can't even say that because I don't know. But I assume there has to have been another agent who grew up with the player. I don't know. Like, let's be real. Like, Rich Paul has this job because of LeBron James. And God bless him. He's been able to do the job. He's learned the job. He worked at an agency before, but he's here because of LeBron. And so why wouldn't he represent LeBron? I think it's quite admirable that you got two dudes who are just teenagers, and another guy, one guy's a basketball player, another guy is selling jerseys. And boom, they just hit it off, and here they have success like 20 years later. It's admirable. But damn. Like, I guess you got to be a dumbass team like the Pistons to just wake up and go, you know what will help our problems? Bringing in Bronny James. But now they got Trajan Langdon. It's hilarious. So, Hickey, we got to wait until Thursday for Bronny James to get drafted, right? To the Lakers, Thursday.
That's right. The big two-day event. You know what? I'm sure Adam Silver is probably right now throwing his fists in the air in joy. Because people will watch to see where Bronny goes, and that is the only reason, right, to watch the NBA draft day two.
Day two of the NBA. Nobody knows who any of these players are anyway, man. This is crazy. Nobody knows who these guys are. Alex Saar, Bronny James, Mr. Klingon from UConn, Reed Shepard. There's that other guy from Tennessee. Like, off the top of my head, I don't. Do I need this? I already said people here in Atlanta, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Like, this is crazy. Hickey, if Bronny James wasn't in this draft, there'd be no talk about it. None. Zero.
There would be no reason to watch day two. No reason to go, and definitely no reason to even think about putting it on.
Bruh, if this wasn't my job, I wouldn't watch round one. Okay? All right? I'm going to be here live on the air, and so I'm going to have it on in the background, and we'll talk about the NBA draft next week. By the time they get to the first bunch of – you think we'll be live on air for what, the whole first round maybe? Half of it?
Oh, I really hope – I mean, this is – you know what? Ironically enough, this is one of the few times, I'm assuming it's being broadcast on ESPN, yeah. where I hope they lie to us about the start time. Or if it's like 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
You know what? If it starts at 8:30, fine. You know, kick it back to 9, okay, wow. Great. Like, the less time we have on air during this draft, honestly, the better.
Wow, all I'm going to do is, I don't know how to pronounce some of these guys. I'm going to learn. What I'm going to say, hey, this guy came from here, and who cares, right? Like, this guy... Hey, the first pick in a draft, not Wembanyama, okay? Second pick in a draft, not Victor Wembanyama. The third pick, some guy I've never watched in my life from, I don't know, fill in the country. I know this. Gilbert Arenas is going to have a fit next week, okay? disrespecting European play. He's going to have a fit. This man is angry. This man is not, well, this next guy, speaking of NBA, Pascal Siakam, he's not European. Where's he from? Is he, I know he's from Africa somewhere. What's Cameroon? We found out that this man is about to get paid. It's been reported that Pascal Siakam already traded to the Indiana Pacers when they got swept by the Boston Celtics. I guess if Halliburton was healthy, maybe they pick up a game. It's been reported that that's Pascal Siakam is going to get like a $190 million contract from the Indiana Pacers. Unfortunately for the Pacers, I don't think that matters. I mean, yeah, I guess they got no choice, but I could see them going back to like an Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe, yes, right? They'll be competitive, but I don't know. The Pacers don't do it for me. They're going to be good, but they need something else. Pascal Siakam as your second best player, I just don't. It doesn't get the job done. It's like, I don't know. It's like saying, hey, I'm going to spend extra money for a Benz when you could just get by on a Toyota. It's like, okay, I just need to get from A to B. Pascal Siakam doesn't excite me. All these dudes getting paid crap ton of money to do nothing. I'm sorry. Let me know when Pascal can just go ahead and take over a game consistently. The answer is he can't. Sorry. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. The top of next hour, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the greatest duos that the NBA has ever seen. That's coming up in 45 minutes from now. But in another 5 minutes, and you don't have to wait that long, we're going to have a conversation. James Herbert is going to join us to talk basketball from CBS Sports. Don't move. Stay tuned. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about Monty Williams getting the boot. The Pistons are stupid. We know about the Celtics winning the championship. The hell are the Dallas Mavericks going to do? Bronny James is only talking to two teams? Only available to two teams? The Lakers and the Suns? Everybody else, don't waste your time. Pascal Siakam gets a big old deal. Los Angeles Lakers still don't have a coach. NBA draft is next week. We don't know who none of these guys are. And in a few seconds, we're going to be joined by James Herbert of CBS Sports. And speaking of CBS Sports, a big shout outs to Bill Ryder. You can listen to Bill Ryder earlier in the mornings here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bill Ryder is currently on, and I'm going to text him if he's not listening. Bill Ryder is sitting here. He looks like he's in a hostage room. I got to figure out what's going on with Bill Ryder. James Herbert is here. He's not a hostage. He's joining us willingly. James, thank you for taking the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt about it. What a busy week it's been as we head towards the draft. I guess the big news that we got earlier today was that Monty Williams just hit the lottery. What the hell is going on with the Pistons? And can Trajan Langdon fix them?
Yeah, I think, honestly, like, for Langdon, for whoever the new coach is going to be, I don't think this is such a bad situation. Like, expectations are going to be so low. There's actually quite a bit of talent on the roster. It just hasn't really fit super well, but I think Langdon is not going to, you know, really have that baggage of having brought any of those guys in. I think it's sort of a clean slate situation, and I think, honestly, like, yeah, it's a very weird situation just because, I mean, this is like quite literally unprecedented to pay a coach that much money and to get rid of him after just one season. You're now paying him all this money to not coach, right? Like, that is weird. But I do think, like, going into next season, like, I would feel a lot better now as a Pistons fan than I did a year ago. And I do think Langdon has some like pretty like decent sort of assets to play with. And like I said, like, expectations are just going to be so low after like a disastrous season last year that I think at the end of next season, it's going to feel a whole lot better.
Can't get any worse. James Herbert is joining us from CBS Sports. Well, we know another team that does not have a coach. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. What are they waiting on? Are we in a negotiating period with Redick? What say you, James?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting just because they had that really high-profile chase of Hurley, and that would have made sense for a lot of reasons. It also would have been a little bit risky, right? Like, we don't know exactly how that transition would have been, and now they're in the scenario where, if you believe the reporting, it's like, all right, J.J. Redick's the front runner, but we have to see how that plays out. That, again, is sort of an unknown. He's obviously a super smart guy. Like, if you listen to his podcast, if you hear him call these games, like, I think everybody at basically all levels within the NBA like respects him as a basketball mind, but he also hasn't done this before. Like, he has, and he's not going to take an assistant coaching job first or anything like that. Now, not every coach has done that. Like, there have been, you know, championship winning coaches that have just sort of jumped right in there. Steve Kerr did it right out of the broadcast booth. It can be done. But, you know, it's not like he's joining a totally like ideal situation where they have all the talent necessary to win right now. And it's also not like he'd be going into a situation where they're rebuilding and it's a bunch of young players and no expectations. Like, no, it's like simultaneously a ton of expectations without the championship caliber roster. It's like a sort of weird situation for any coach to step into. So I think whether it's Redick, whether it's James Borrego, whether it's a different candidate, you have to kind of evaluate this through a prism of like, what is this going to look like a few years from now? Like, they are going to be navigating kind of like the end of the LeBron era and then something new entirely that, like, we really don't know what that will look like. So, I mean, the Lakers have a really interesting kind of decision on their hands here because they're sort of hiring people for two different jobs.
Damn. James Herbert is joining us. Is one of the jobs is just babysitting LeBron, right? Carrying his bags around?
I don't know about babysitting, but I think it's just you have these expectations now that, like, while you have LeBron and Anthony Davis on the roster, like, everything has to be about the present moment, about maximizing those two guys, about giving them a chance to compete for a championship, not so much about, like, building a long-term future for the franchise, about coming in and, like, establishing the foundation and all of this. Like, no, like, there's going to be immediate pressure, and it's not probably, unless, you know, Pelinka's front office pulls off some miracles in the offseason, it's probably not going to come with a roster that's ready-made to win a title right now. Like, I don't know that there's this magic move out there that is going to make it so we're heading into next season thinking they're more likely to win a championship than they are to be in the play-in again. So it's a tough one. It's a difficult one. It's also, you know, I mean, if you're Redick or Borrego, I do think, like, it is still exciting as a coach to be able to come in and coach LeBron James and work with him. This is, you know, beyond all that, this is like one of the premier franchises in sports. Like, it's still a really exciting opportunity. It's just, it is also a very, very weird job just because of the circumstances.
James Herbert is here with us from CBS Sports. We know the NBA draft is next week. There's been a lot of talk about what happens with the LeBron James son, Bronny. He's working out for two teams, talking to two teams, the Lakers and the Suns. Should we just hand deliver him to the Lakers? Is this what we're looking at, James?
I mean, not if you listen to Rich Paul. I mean, Rich Paul had some really interesting on-the-record quotes today to ESPN's Jonathan Givony. Honestly, like, it is so rare you see an agent speaking this frankly about one of their own clients like this, like at this portion of the draft process. Like, it's kind of wild. He's talking about how Masai Ujiri in Toronto loves Bronny and would maybe take him with the 31st pick sight unseen without Bronny coming in for a workout or anything. He's talking about Minnesota being big fans of him, but you know, Rich Paul himself has some reservations because he doesn't know who's going to be in charge of that organization just from an ownership perspective because of the dispute that they have. To hear him tell it, there are a few different teams that have interest in Bronny and beyond just giving him a two-way contract, but he has chosen to only send him to those two places. So we'll have to see. He did leave the door open to say, like, that might change. He might have a last-minute workout somewhere, but he definitely didn't guarantee that he would end up on the Lakers. He didn't guarantee that he would end up on the Suns, but he also said that those might be the only two places that actually get to, you know, have Bronny come into their facility.
James, we got a two-day NBA draft next week. Bronny James is dominating the coverage. Are there any other players that we should pay attention to? Is Sar clinging, or should I just wait until October?
Huh. I think there's a lot of interesting players, but I don't know that Sar, clinging, Risache, any of these guys who were, you know, in the mix to go number one are like your typical number one picks, right? Like, a lot of people who follow this stuff a lot closer, honestly, a lot closer than I do, because I'm just so consumed with the NBA during the regular season. A lot of those people will say this is sort of like if you just like chopped off the top six picks from an average draft and just started it right at seven. Like, you can still get a good player,
damn,
but you're probably not getting a franchise guy. You're probably not getting someone who you're going to build the entire sort of system around or anything like that. Like, excuse me, Alex Sarr is a really interesting prospect, has a super high defensive ceiling. Offensively, I mean, look, maybe he'll be a shooter at some point. He doesn't seem like he's quite there yet. He's not much of a finisher yet. He doesn't create a ton for himself. Like, he profiles as a guy who could be a high-level role player right away, and then you sort of see what he develops into. But, I mean, if you're talking about, like, looking for the next superstar, a guy that you're going to think is going to change the league, like, I mean, maybe that guy is there, but nobody's confident about that right now.
Well, James, we saw the Boston Celtics win a championship on Monday night. We got to wait for the draft next week. We're going to roll into free agency. What teams have the best chance or the best opportunities to really improve themselves in the offseason to compete for a title next year?
I think the Sixers are the one that I would kind of zero in on. It's really rare for a team with that kind of foundation, like with Embiid and Maxey, to go into the offseason with max cap space to go out there and add another star. Daryl Morey has, you know, this is not an accident that the team is in this position. He's been pretty open about the fact they wanted to preserve that optionality. I mean, that's why they didn't go and extend Tyrese Maxey last year when they could have. He'd obviously earned an extension, like more than earned it, and I think they would have been happy to pay him the max under different circumstances. But they knew, like, they wanted to keep that flexibility. So they're going to be linked to everybody. They already have been, right? Like, they've been linked to Paul George, who was on that pregame show sitting next to Embiid during the finals, and everybody had a lot of fun with that. They've been linked to Jimmy Butler just because of the sort of trade speculation, the trade rumors swirling around him and the Miami Heat right now. And then even, like, some of the lower level free agents and stuff, like if like Philly could be in the mix for virtually anyone just because they have that money. And they're obviously looking to improve the roster on the wing. Daryl Morey has been very upfront about that. And they're obviously looking to contend right now for a championship because that's what you do when you have Joel Embiid in his prime.
Yeah, well, see how healthy Joel Embiid is to pair up with anybody. Well, thank you, James. Where can people follow you and all your great work with CBS Sports?
Yeah, everything's in the NBA section at CBSSports.com. And I'm on, I was going to say Twitter, I guess I'm on X at Outside the NBA. Thank you for having me.
No doubt about it. Enjoy the rest of the off. You going to be in Brooklyn next week?
Yes. I live there, so I don't have to go anywhere. So, yeah, I can just walk down the street.
Oh, that's good. Enjoy it, man. Have fun, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you. That James Herbert from CBS Sports. He's like, I just walked to the Barclays Center. Hickey, I know exactly where he lives. I don't know where he lives, but I know exactly where he lives.
Oh, boy. Well, it was a good interview, so James doesn't have to worry.
Oh, no, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to show up at his door and do anything.
Just saying. You know? Sometimes when you insinuate you know where someone lives, there's a negative connotation.
Do I send the shush emoji with the knife? No, right?
You send that. If I'm James, I'm moving ASAP. Honey, yeah. Pack up. We're getting the hell out of here. Crazy man's on us.
Yeah, Brooklyn's not that big. Oh, look, for 2 days, two-day NBA draft? Wow. Yeah, I'm with him. I'm just waiting to see who gets drafted. That's an interesting way to look at it. If you chop off the first six picks and just go to the seventh guy, you can still find a star. You just rolling the dice at this point, right? That's just taking a big old chance. This got to be one of the worst. Is this one of the worst drafts ever, really, that I can remember? Like, we got to wait 5 years until we know, like, who's who. This NBA draft sucks next week. NBA draft is, well, the NBA is not going to appreciate me saying that, but come on. I don't even know who to look forward to. Like, who's going to show up looking like Grady Dick next week? We don't know. Red sequins. No clue. And this ain't Wembanyama. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. In about 30 minutes, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the best NBA duos of all time. Okay? Speaking of a duo, this is kind of crazy. I can't believe the Steelers are hyping up the fact that they have two quarterbacks. They're really hyping this up. And then speaking of quarterbacks, the NFL is the owners, the idiots that are giving unproven quarterbacks, I don't know, $50 and $55 million deals. Some of the owners want to put a salary cap on how much you can pay a QB. We'll talk about that in the next break.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to James Herbert from CBS Sports for joining us in the last break. Talked to us about all things NBA, the NBA draft, the Lakers coaching vacancy, the Pistons, new vacancy, firing, Monty Williams, the future of Bronny James, what the Sixers can do heading into the offseason with all of their cap space. Thank you, James. Appreciate you. If you missed the conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. At the top of the hour, I'm going to give you a top six list of the best NBA duos of all time. And in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about another duo in the NFL. Yeah, I'll fill you in a second. But let's talk to Dave. Dave is here from Boise. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's going on, Dave? How are you?
Hey, JR. How's it going?
I'm very
well. Just so you know, I do get all my auto parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts, so I appreciate you, them sponsoring you.
Well, thank you.
Also, I'm a little bit confused. I'm a little bit of an old school guy. Why does the NBA drive all of the sports talk on CBS or Infinity Sports Radio anymore? It's nonstop from the morning till the evening, and I just don't understand it. You guys really don't talk about anything else but the NBA, and it's kind of, well, in my opinion, it's like the bottom tier of the four major sports in this country. You know, you got your baseball, you got your NFL, and I even put NHL ahead of the NBA. Most people would never do that, of course, but I do. But I'm a little bit confused on why NBA drives everything on this network.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple of questions. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, good. Hickey, you ready for this?
Ready.
David, what do you do for a living?
I'm a geologist.
You're a geologist. Okay. All right. Have you ever studied media?
No, of course I have.
I don't. Okay, all right.
Well, that's okay. What I study media.
Well, I don't know. Why would you ask a question?
I appreciate your point of view, and you guys obviously.
Well, Dave. No. Well, there's too much.
Dave, there's
too much talk and not enough listening. I can't speak for anybody else and what they do on their show, okay? So you asking me that, I'm not going to speak for anybody else, okay? But I can tell you from a media perspective, okay? And not just with Infinity. One thing that you said is 1,000,000,000%, and I know you're not a mathematician, you're a geologist. This is 1,000,000,000% inaccurate. It's to say that the NBA is in the bottom tier, in the fourth tier of popularity of sports in the United States of America. You are way, way, way off, okay? You're welcome. Listen to me very carefully. And you're a geologist. You're not an idiot. You know how to use Google, right?
Well, of course I do.
Okay, well, all right. So let me help you out here. Go ahead and Google the top revenue generators here in the United States of America. I want you to Google that. I hope you're taking notes. Go ahead and Google that. And then I want you to Google the average age of a viewer amongst all the sports that you name. Okay? That's your homework. And then this is the third thing I want you to do. I want you to take a look at the sporting calendar. And I want you to identify, okay, when the NFL holds its championship and tentpole events, and the same thing for the NBA. And I think when you take a look at those three things, I think you might have an answer, Dave.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, JR.
You're welcome. You as well. Thank you. Hickey. That was good answers, right? Good answers.
And it did sound like, for the most part, Dave listened.
Nah. Do I have to pat myself on the back? No, what do I care? It's just always everybody, and I'm glad he asked. He wasn't a jerk about it. Maybe I was a jerk in answering. That was just for purposes, you know, no real reason. But it's like everybody who listens to sports radio knows everything. Like what, Hickey, even the things that he was saying is wrong. It's not true. What's the deal? If he want, Hickey, I'm not trying to send anybody anywhere. If I want to listen to NFL all day, Hickey, I know where to go. Okay? If I want to listen to basketball all day, I know where to go. If I want to listen to NHL all day, I know where to go. Like, what's so... You know what, Hickey? Let's bring Dave back, and he could do the show tomorrow. How about that?
I was going to say, I was curious to know what Dave would have rather us discuss.
Today?
Today.
Oh, not even just our show. Just all day, all shows, all
right.
Day.
What are we talking? What NFL news is going on that would take over the entire show?
What did Mahomes eat for breakfast? I'm trying to think. That guy Bugs on the Chiefs.
Arrested again.
It was animals first. Then was it drugs after that?
I believe so.
And then the third time, domestic violence. Like, why is he in the league? So I could spend 2 hours. Can I talk about that for 2 hours? Is it possible?
No. I mean, no, I guess it's possible not. If you just repeat yourself over and over again for 2 hours. But I think that is, even for Dave, I think that would be probably the worst case scenario.
I'd be getting another call from another Dave if I talked about that for 3 hours.
You're right. The one, the Dave, by the way, that matters.
Yeah, the one that matters. Dave, that matters. Sheesh. Because I got Bugs. Talk about him. Did a quarterback get paid today? No, no quarterbacks got paid. They do want to institute a salary cap, I heard. Hey, there's some news. Hey, Dave had an idea. He had an idea that we already had. We beat you to it. Man, that's actually, it's actually true. NFL quarterbacks reportedly do want to institute a salary cap because I guess some of the owners are sick of the other ones paying guys $55 million for not winning a Super Bowl. Tom Pelissero was on Rich Eisen's show, and he had some thoughts about it. Listen to this reporting.
There certainly has been discussion within the league, Rich, among certain owners about even the idea of a quarterback cap. That at some point you want quarterback numbers to not go over a certain percentage of your salary cap. To my knowledge, that really hasn't gained traction, in part because so many teams have paid their quarterbacks. And if you went to suddenly an NBA model where all of a sudden you have the max and the super max, and there's really only a couple levels that guys can get paid at, it kind of changes the dynamics in terms of how you set yourself up salary cap wise and whatnot.
Just say Jerry Jones and Stephen Ross, okay? Jerry Jones was like, damn it, I got to pay this guy $40 million. That was 40. That was 4 years ago in the pandemic. Felt like 40 years ago. And now he has to look at Dak and go, I got to pay this guy 60. And then think about Stephen Ross. He's like, man, I just got Tua. He's not as good as Herbert or none of these guys. I got to pay Tua 50. This is hilarious. I can't wait to see where this is going because do I think there's going to be an NFL quarterback salary cap? No. They're currently in their active contract. The CBA isn't expiring for, what, another 4, 5, 6 years? Come on. The players are going to renegotiate that ASAP? Hell no, that's not happening. I just can't wait for NFL teams to have to start making the tough decisions. Do I overpay my mediocre to good quarterback? Or do I say, hey, test the free agent market and come back? They're going to start playing hardball. For all of these years that these NFL teams wanted to get these quarterbacks in here and didn't want to pay them and sat them down, and now they play them immediately and they try to use them and abuse them before they got to pay them. Make the tough decisions. Do it. 855-212-4227. Larry's calling from Ohio. Larry, go quick. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going, Jared? Long time no talk. Man, since the night shift. Used to be on all the time. First time I spoke to you.
Appreciate it. What's up?
No, hold on. Talk some Cavaliers, JR.
Uh-oh.
I see where you made the coach your lease here in Detroit there. And would it be a possibility, Barranco, possibly Monty Williams with the Cavs, could it be a possibility there?
Larry.
And their players, too, JR. The players you have now with Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
And
let me tell you, it doesn't. Yeah. I don't think it matters about the coach. I'm being honest. I think it matters about the players. If I were a Cavaliers fan, I'd be more concerned with what Donovan Mitchell wants to do than anything else, because the rest of the team is going to follow that lead. It does not matter at this point who coaches the squad, because you got to figure out the team first, and that's going to determine what type of coach you need to come in. If Donovan Mitchell doesn't plan on sticking around, it's useless. And then after Donovan Mitchell, you got to think about what's the other guard that was having a great year before him, before he arrived?
Darius Garland.
Yeah, Darius Garland. This man was an all-star before he showed up. The two of those guys, they can't play together. I know you got to figure out what you do with Allen. I like Allen and Mobley together, but they got to figure out the guards. And the East is tough. It's not easy. Yeah. Worry less about the coach. And unfortunately, the team and its future is just hanging on the fingertips of Donovan Mitchell. And that stinks, because I don't see Donovan Mitchell as a guy who's going to be the best player on the championship team. I see him as too small. I see him as somebody who takes too many shots. In the regular season, can he light you up? Yeah. But I think going through multiple rounds in the playoffs, including a championship, nah. I don't think so. And I think the same for Garland. I'm not high on what they got out there in Cleveland. Can they win regular season games and a postseason series here or there? Yeah. They need a scorer, a bigger one. I'm sorry. My apologies to my friends in Ohio. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it is time for a new top six list. The Boston Celtics just won a championship. They got big guards, and Tatum and Brown, or forwards, whatever the hell you call them. They're wings. I'm going to give you the top six NBA duos of all time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3, you bet!
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service and alignment check or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.